Welcome to this week's Live Dev Chat. I'm CCP Whisper, and with me tonight are Grayscale and Chronotis, who will be answering your questions about certificates and medals. And just as a side note, I'm filling in for your usual host, Mindstar, who sadly can't be with us this evening because he's on a plane somewhere to London. So, Grayscale and Chronotis, if you just want to say hello to the adoring masses.
Hi, adoring masses. Hi, I'm CCP Grayscale, and I'm here.
Hey everyone, I'm Chronotis, and I'm also here.
Wonderful. Okay, now both Chronotis and Grayscale have, of course, published dev blogs about certificates and medals, so we're not going to spend too much time introducing those two features. So I'm just going to jump straight into the questions, and hopefully we'll get a bit more details about these two upcoming features as we go through. So, Chronotis, first question goes to you. Are you able to give medals to people who aren't in your corporation? And if not at the moment, would you think you were ever going to implement this feature in the future?
The answer to that is you cannot currently give medals to anyone outside your corp. And we do hope in the future to perhaps implement this, you know, based on the feedback and how medals are actually used once we implement them.
Which, of course, raises an interesting question of, you know, what did you or what would you think people were going to use medals for in the first place?
The main motivation behind medals is to allow corporations to really give recognition to their members for certain actions. You know, it could be anything, you know, from, you know, taking part in a mining up to getting potted a million times and being a noob, to, you know, to really anything, just to, you know, give some recognition that they did something in the past, and, you know, here's, you know, a recognition for, you know, for participating, you know, in part of the corp operations. That's really the main motivation behind it.
And there's been some questions about why we haven't implemented this feature for alliances yet. I mean, surely alliances also want to somehow award some kind of item of recognition to their members, not just at the corporation level, but perhaps to recognize outstanding contributions of someone towards the alliance as a whole. Is this perhaps something you're going to consider doing in the future?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, part of the issue with alliances is they still... they don't really exist as entities as such. There's no, like, really roles beyond the executor. And, you know, until such time as we really give alliances more of a real sort of presence in the universe, it's really difficult to develop features specifically for alliances. And that was just one of the issues we encountered for medals. So currently, it's, you know, it's just for corps. But, we do hope to, you know, give alliances the ability to award alliance medals in the future.
Awesome. I look forward to seeing that coming through. Grayscale, certificates are your particular design area of expertise. And the first thing, of course, probably on everyone's lips, is are we going to be able to implement a skill queue via certificates?
Skill queues is it's obviously a concept that's been around for a long time, and it gets batted back and forth with a fairly, you know, reasonable frequency around these areas. There's no plans to tie any skill queue functionality to certificates specifically at this time. If we do implement one, it'll probably be a more kind of feature agnostic thing. It'll stand on its own rather than requiring, like, use of certificates, because that kind of, you know, channels you into a specific area, and we don't want to limit players to training in a certain thing. Certificates are very much an optional feature, and we don't want to force anyone into any particular path. That said, it's entirely possible that when we do, if and when we do implement a skill queue, it may, you know, the functionality may be tied into certificates, but it won't rely on them as such.
So really, certificates are really going to just be there as a guide towards certain specializations, not just for new players, but also more experienced players.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the feature was done as part of the MPE project. Like, we had a sprint lined up to, you know, to do some work on the new player stuff, and this is something that we decided. Fear in particular, who's very much, you know, like the, I want to use the word doyen, but I don't want to use the word doyen, of the new player experience, we'll go with that. And decided this was a good thing, and this is a good use of new player resources, and not only does it benefit a lot of new players, but it also has knock-on benefits for older players in various areas, in terms of court recruiting, in terms of wanting to show off, in terms of just knowing what you wanted. I mean, sometimes I've talked to some people who just say they log in and they, you know, they play, but when it comes to skills, they've got, like, older players have got so many skills, they're not quite sure what to go for next. They're feeling a little bit unfocused, and a lot of them, I know people around the office are looking forward to getting this in game, just so they can, like, say, you know, just like, oh, I'm missing a skill there, I'm missing a skill here. This will round me out a little bit more. And so, yeah, it's primarily focused on new players. That was, like, the main drive. That was the reason it got implemented. But we've tried to make it as wide-ranging as possible in terms of who it appeals to. So not everyone is gonna make use of it. Obviously, it's entirely optional. You can ignore the certificates interface for the rest of your days, and it will have no ill effects. But if you want to use it, then it's there. And, you know, I encourage everyone to at least have a look at it and have a poke around, because it looks quite cool apart from anything else.
So where exactly did you get the inspiration for the certificates from? And with this, I mean, where did you get the information that led to the makeup of the current certificates? So someone must have given you some input as to which kind of skills were required for a certain certification that's better for a rookie player, as opposed to perhaps a certificate that's more valid for an experienced player. Where did this idea come from? Where did that data come from?
The idea itself came to me from, I believe originally it was CCB Hammer's idea, and this he explained it to Tony G before, and I was in a bar with Tony G, and he just like, we should do this thing, and I was like, that's really quite clever, let's do that, and it, you know, happened, which was quite nice. In terms of the individual certificates, like, it's been a lot of stuff. I kind of sat down, and well, several of us kind of sat down, and we figured out what we wanted to do and what we wanted to achieve. Like, this was, I think, actually early on in one of the first sprints on this, we were just, you know, sort of said, what do you want to do? What areas do you want to cover? Then we talked to various people around the office and just got some input. I just sat down and just thrashed out this big Excel spreadsheet of, like, here's all the things we're going to cover, here's the skill areas, here's the individual skills, here's, like, a relationship. Fear helped me out with some of the more industrially oriented and, like, kind of mining-oriented stuff, because that's not an area I'd consider myself an expert in. But mainly it was just, yeah, we got, you know, poked various people around the office for some ideas, and then just sat down and thrashed it out and kind of laid it all out, and then got it pushed in. And there's a few things in there that, like, need fixing still. We've had the feedback thread from the blog has been very useful. There's been a lot of players have flagged up, you know, this is an issue, that's an issue. And most of them are like, yeah, that needs changing. Fair enough. I'm still undecided about exactly what we're going to do with the Vagabond, but that's an outstanding issue. There's various other things that need tweaking, but yeah, it was just kind of, it was a kind of joint effort in the office, and I just sat down and collated it all and put it all in a thing, and, you know, we're going to keep iterating on and keep tweaking it as long as we find, like, things that need fixing, so right up until, like, we hit, like, our final freeze or whatever, and then they'll get pushed out and we'll get more feedback and we'll go from there.
Okay, but the plan is definitely to add more certificates and maybe adapt the certificates based on future input from players and looking at the usage patterns of certificates.
Yeah, I mean, if we find places where there's gaps, where there's things that we need to add, then we'll go back and revisit that. We've been trying not to add too many. I mean, there's certainly more we could add right now if we wanted to. Like, we haven't touched capital ships yet, for example. There's various other things that we haven't implemented because we've been trying to keep the initial number down so we don't have this, you know, huge, huge list. There's already quite a long list of available categories and classes of them. But if we find there's something we're missing, or if we find that something needs changing, then we'll absolutely go ahead and we'll sort it out.
Okay. Well, Chronotis, over to you now with a question about medals again. You know, currently it looks as though only CEOs and directors can create and hand out medals. Probably as a reflection of their leadership role in corporations. But is there perhaps a room to have a specific corporation role that could hand out medals. So for, you know, kind of master of ceremonies role or something like that.
Yeah, actually, in addition to the director and the CEO being able to hand out medals, the personnel manager should also be able to hand out medals. If you log on to Singularity and try it out, that should be the case. If it's not, it's a bug and we need to know about it. But yeah, definitely the personnel manager has that seemed the most relevant role. You know, they're the ones who, you know, look after the members and are there really, you know, processing the new applications, all that stuff. They seem the most likely candidate for who should be able to, you know, hand out and award medals.
All right. Oh, and thanks to Arkady Sadik for that particular question. Next question about medals, also to you, Kronos. This one came in from Rhys Onasi. Is there going to be a limit on the number of medals someone has, or are we, you know, someday going to see the equivalent of the Soviet generals where, you know, both sides of the chest right down to the crotch are full of bling bling and ribbonry?
But there is no limit on medals in your character sheet. You can be awarded as many as you want. You know, the data will be paged, so that you only get a certain number of results. But otherwise, yeah, you can have as many medals as you want. In the character sheet, there's not so much of an issue. If we start to talk about ambulation and the future, then there will be a limit, obviously, in that case.
And what about displaying them in your character sheet? I mean, there's obviously the option to set medals to private so that only you know that you have them. Is there any limit to displaying them in the character sheet? Or so in addition, you can have, if you have, you know, 350 medals, you will be able to display 350 medals in your character sheet.
Yeah, I mean, currently there is no limit because there's really no issue with displaying that many medals, because what the information that's displayed is relatively minor, just really the title and a small graphic. You know, if there does, you know, look to be issues with, you know, displaying that many records, then, you know, we can page the data there again and only call the last 10, for instance. But yeah, we're trying to make it so that medals, you know, have a persistent value, so you'd only want to display really the best ones. But, you know, absolutely, you have the option to display all of them if you really want to.
Okay, sounds quite awesome. Grayscale, over to you for a second now. Of course, medals are effectively a player-created item. Now, certificates, on the other hand, I've seen one mention in the feedback thread of some people saying that this would be a useful tool for their corporation if they could create a certificate that they can award to members. Will we ever see player-created certificates?
This is something that we discussed quite extensively in the implementation and the sprints and stuff, actually. We had a good long think about it. We decided that initially it was easier if we just stuck to ones that we've made ourselves. It makes it a lot easier in terms of the implementation. We've had this in mind the whole time, so we know that, like, the UI and stuff is all set up. You'll see, like, there's an issue in corporation line, which is currently always an NPC corporation in the ones we've made so far, but that was put in specifically so that if we did decide to go the whole hog and do player or corp or alliance authored certificates, then, you know, the UI hooks are already in place. It's not that straightforward, because obviously you need to add a creation UI, and you'd also, the way it's handled at the back end in terms of the server stuff would have to be rewritten from scratch effectively. So it's not a small job in terms of the back end functionality and finishing off the UI, but it's something that's supported by the actual certificate UI as it is, more or less, and it's something that we have, you know, considered and thought about. You know, I can't give any promises as to if and when it will show up, but it is a feature that's very much on our radar, so we'll see where that goes, really.
So right now, really, if a corporation or alliance would like a certain kind of certificate or certificate that includes a certain kind of skill set to be put into the game, their best bet is just to, you know, ask for it in the game development forum, for instance?
Yep, game development or features and ideas, wherever seems most fitting. I'm not entirely sure which one it would go in, actually. Or in the feedback thread on the blog right now, because that's still current, so I'm still keeping an eye on that. If there's any really good ideas in there, I'll see if I can squeeze them in as well. I mean, obviously, the ideal thing is you want things like to be able to specify like such and such a corporation or alliances, like, you know, fleet APOC setup or something, and these are the skills you need for this, like, you know, have your energy, be able to fit tachyon twos and that kind of thing. But that's not something we can really do as a generic certificate, because it does depend very much from, you know, corporation to alliance, from corporation to corporation and alliance to alliance, what kind of setups you're going for. So there's, you know, if there are good generic ideas that we've missed that could be do with doing, then we'll certainly have a look at implementing them. But we can't do the kind of more specific stuff on a generic level. So yeah.
All right, Chronotis, next question's for you. This one's coming from Joss Spark. If you leave a corporation and they've at least assigned you one medal, will you take the medal with you? And also, if you does the corporation that issued you the medal have the right to revoke it? So, you know, a couple of years down the line, if their attitude towards you shifts down to the red, will they be able to remotely retrieve the medal and cancel it?
Your medals stay with you wherever you go once you're awarded them. So you can, you know, go transfer from one corp to another happily and still keep the medals. And that's the second part, that's not currently a feature in the first iteration, but it's something we can look at, you know, for the future. You know, I've got nothing against it. It sounds quite reasonable that if you awarded someone one of your best medals and then they go and steal all your stuff from your corp hangars and run away into the sunset, you probably don't want them to be running around with your best medal anymore. And that's, you know, that's quite a reasonable suggestion, really, and we'll just put it in our backlog.
All right. And just a quick question about the creation of these medals. Now, you mentioned sort of best medals, and will there be a number of templates that you can create medals from, and will there be preset medals that will just be available just right from the word go, that will save CEOs and directors the time of clicking together a particular appearing medal, or will it have to be something that they put together from scratch?
Just on the medal creation, it's done in like almost like the corp logo system. And there are four like base ribbons, one for each empire that has a certain style. And you'd literally just click on like the ribbon, then you're selecting the colours and the details really of the ribbon itself. And you know, this is really just one clicking, you know, on a shape, on a style, and then on a colour with a right click, and it literally, you can have a medal done in like a few seconds if you're not really too interested in what exactly it looks like with all the options. But otherwise, you can spend the time and do a really, you know, good detailed medal that looks quite nice. Obviously, we've limited, because the styles were set to certain empires, the color ranges are, you know, are defined by our art team, so you can't go crazy and have like a luminous pink medal or anything like crazy like that. But you do absolutely have the freedom to get a huge amount of possible options with the medal look. But yeah, when it comes to offering the medals, it's really, really straightforward. You just literally, you enter the medal name, the medal description, and then, you know, within four or five clicks, you've got the medal ready.
Sounds very easy and very simple. Grayscale, a question for you now. There's been a couple of people who mentioned achievements as being a possible use for certificates. Are any plans to put out certificates like that, sort of as the, you know, if you've taken out over 250 Garistas Pirates, for instance?
That's something we talked about briefly in the implementation sprints. We decided that it was a very big job. It was a very big job in terms of getting all the hooks into the game to trigger the right things, and, you know, having the server monitor all this stuff constantly, which isn't trivial from a load point of view either, in terms of like creating lag and stuff. And it's also creating like a big rounded set of achievements is a really big task. I'm quite impressed by, like, looking at some of the recent games achievements. Like, for instance, like Warhammer has a huge list of things you can do, and it must have taken like I can't imagine there's one guy doing that. That must have been a nightmare, because to come up with all that stuff is a serious workload. If obviously it was something we decided we wanted to do, then we would sit down and knuckle down and do it. But it's for starters, it's kind of well outside the scope of what we're trying to do with certificates, and we're not sure that that level of kind of a kind of collectability is something that we necessarily want to spend time putting into the game. There are kind of issues with, to a certain extent, with immersion and so on. We have these things like, oh, you know, congratulations, you died 60 times. Is, you know, that would need further discussion. And yeah, it would be something that certainly, obviously, the games industry as a whole is very much enamoured with right now. Lots of people like achievements. They seem to be popping up everywhere, and it's something we are keeping an eye on. But there's no plans at this point, no serious plans that I'm aware of to try and implement a system like that. So for the time being, no, certificates are going to stay what they are. And if we wanted to implement an achievement system, we'd probably go for a bigger, more flexible thing rather than relying on something of this scale. So.
Okay, well, Chronotis, I mean, a similar question could be asked about the medals. Will it be possible, for instance, a CEO to set a certain precondition for a medal to be awarded automatically, for instance, taking out 25 war targets or mining 1 million cubic meters of a certain kind of ore?
The answer is really effectively the same. It really comes down to the amount of load on the server. Just checking for these conditions if they've been completed. And essentially it's the same consideration that, you know, we do not want, you know, the service to fail over just because it's checking how much ore you've just mined or, you know, how many times you've just died. It's really a bit, well, too much for what the achievement systems really are, which we're introducing. It'd be really nice to do it, of course, and have like medals that can be triggered automatically. You know, one of the things certainly, you know, we're looking at for the future is a sort of, you know, linking medal to maybe perhaps a campaign system, but that's really as far as we've got with that kind of sort of concept of automatically awarding a medal.
Okay, but I mean, and this is probably towards both of you, as we continue to improve our server capabilities and optimize and reduce load, this will hopefully free up some more resources on server side to let us consider implementing some of these automatic awards or achievements.
I guess maybe this is the kind of thing where it would require a lot of consultation with people, with our producers, with software. I'm not sure that I don't think Explorer would be that impressed if our Explorer, our software, like, what's he called? I don't know what his title is, lead software guy.
Head of software.
Would be impressed if, head of software, yes, that will do. If, you know, we freed up all this server headroom on Jita, and then we go, oh, we're going to take that back again now. We're going to put achievements in, and we're going to be back to crashing it, or, like, not crashing, but, you know, having issues at 600-700 players, whereas now we're running smoothly with, like, 1,000 or something. He might consider that a step backwards, to be honest.
Okay, well, the question had to be asked. Chronotis, another medals question for you, and probably also in a follow-on for Grayscale. Jacob May asks, will medals and certificates be linked through the API?
The answer to that is yes. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow with the programmer who's going to do it. And there are two parts to the medals. Obviously, the one is on your character, in the API. In the API, you'll be able to do an export of your medals awarded to your character. The second part is on the corp level, with the medals that the corp has and the statistics that are shown there. So there's really essentially two parts to it, and both will be shown, so you'll get all the information you ever need on medals through the API system as well.
And I assume the same is true for the certificates then, Grayscale?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just checking over my meeting notes on this very topic. Yeah. I think the thing we agreed was that we were gonna do it through the API in the same kind of way. So all the relevant information will be there. I'm not an API head. I don't really understand the whole XML layout thing, but I'm told that it's all covered. And our API guru said yes, this is fine. We will sort this out. So. I mean, the certificates is less of an issue compared to the medals, I think, because given that you know what skills the player has and you know what skills the certificates requires, you can kind of, you know, you can figure it out yourself if you had to. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to have proper support in for the whole shebang. So, yeah.
Okay, well, one question as well has just come in, and that's from Zera, is will there be medals awarded by CCP participating in an important event battle or being part of an ISD event if they are ever run ever again, or any kind of situation like that?
With faction warfare, absolutely. I mean, medals started off as a feature of faction warfare, and you know we actually have the function now to have people from CCP or elsewhere and be able to award medals through the faction warfare corps, and they can the provisional plan is they'll be like data mining all the relevant statistics, and they'll be finding people to award special medals to, and you know, hopefully a lot of people will see some nice rewards, some nice medals coming out for the Faction Warfare Corps, for example. Absolutely from the perspective that we will be extending the medals to Faction Warfare, we absolutely want to do that. It will be like almost on a manual basis to start off with, but I do believe the storyline team and the guys involved in Faction Warfare will absolutely take full advantage of the medal system for that.
All right. A question came in from Calais, which is that currently on CC, it costs about 25 million ISK to make a medal, but only 1 million ISK to award it to someone. Which raises the question of, doesn't this devalue a medal? So you could just create one and then throw it around like confetti almost. Is there perhaps a potential to consider swapping these values around or increasing the prices?
Yeah, and the values were, they're obviously ballpark values. We just and based on feedback and testing, we can change them, and we will do if it's shown to be the case. And Calais does, he raises a very valid point that, because we want to try and give medals, a value, and that, and the value currently is on trying to, the creation of the medal, but he does have a very good point about the awarding of the medal. And, if we think that to give more value to awarding medals so they aren't just spammed out everywhere, that we increase the cost there, that's certainly a possibility. And, that's not set in stone yet. We can change those figures based on, feedback and testing over the next few weeks.
Have you perhaps considered a differing scale in prices depending on perhaps the materials or elaborate nature of a medal? Would that perhaps be something you would consider?
Yeah, this was actually considered on some of the first options, but we had actually issues trying to work out how we could define the material value of each of the graphic parts and assign them the value. It was certainly part of our first scope, but we felt it sort of fell outside the scope until we get a more like detailed graphical view, perhaps with ambulation, where we could assign a material value to everything, so you get like a rarity, like you could have like a Morphite medal, made out of pure vitreous Morphite or something like that, and it'd be like the Armani of medals. It's certainly it'd be a nice wish to see that, but for now it's just a flat fee.
Okay, and for those of you wondering about the screaming going on in the background, that's all right. It's just QA getting worked up about testing something. Okay, moving on. Certificates. Grayscale. Actually, this was a question which was brought up for medals, but I wonder whether it could also be applied to certificates. Could certificates also be used for other functions? So, for instance, if you have a certain kind of certificate, would you be able to perhaps get an automatic bonus towards a usage of a certain module, or perhaps a bonus to certain resistances on your ship?
Something that, again, was kind of considered early on, but ruled out pretty quickly. For one thing, we've said all along we want to make certificates entirely optional, and attaching bonuses to them, it gives you that, there's an incentive there immediately. If you ignore them, you're losing out, which is basically, instead of saying, you should get these certificates, which obviously goes against making them optional, pretty much. Given that certificates are made up of skills, you're getting a bonus for having a certificate in that all the skills are trained up and you're getting the bonuses off the individual skills. And lumping extra stuff on top of that is is we didn't think it was necessary, and you know, we didn't want to make move away from the certificates being optional, and it was also just it would be a fair bit of work to implement, and you know, thus far the certificates thing has been fairly lightweight in terms of implementation deliberately, because you know, we didn't want to go overboard with it, so we'd like to avoid spending a lot of time like implementing stuff like this where we're not, you know, we don't see a huge benefit in it, and it would take programmers that we could use on other things, and you know, so considered but rejected ultimately. Yes.
It does sound like performance was an almost overriding consideration in this in the design phase of both medals and certificates. Is this something which we can look forward to seeing or should expect to hear with game design in the future as well as touching upon other aspects? This is going off topic slightly, but I'm sure it's something that people would like to know.
We've always always been conscious of performance to some degree, or to a fairly strong degree. Like, certainly as long as I've been working on this kind of stuff, software keep a very close eye on what we're saying, and often they'll say, you know, we can do that, but we're not going to because it will slow things down to an unacceptable degree. And obviously now we're kind of with the Need for Speed and the recent push in Stackless.io and EVE64 and all the other frankly amazing things that software and the core group have done, it's really, you know, brought that back up to the front, and everyone's saying, yes, let's, you know, we've made these gains, let's hang on to them, let's make sure that everything we do is, you know, isn't adding to the load more than we have to. And sometimes you do have to say, look, this feature is good, this is worth doing, it's going to cost us a little bit of performance overall, because obviously, you know, you can't just, if you wanted to have perfect performance, you'd just have no features. You've got to have a trade-off between how fast things run and how, you know, how feature-rich you are. But we absolutely have to keep this, you know, like minimum acceptable performance level, and we keep it high, and we want to make sure that absolutely we're not implementing things which are just, you know, gratuitously or unnecessarily slowing down the server, unless we, you know, for reasons which aren't absolutely compelling. So it's a little bit waffly, but yes, definitely we are keeping a very close eye on performance, and we'll continue to do so in the future, as far as I'm aware.
All right. Moving back over to you, Chronotis. I think we touched upon this briefly earlier in the conversation, but Sean Livingston asked, you know, will you be able to display medals in ambulation?
The plan is currently that the answer is yes. There obviously will be a limit because there's only so much space on your avatar, and we don't want to go nuts like the Russian generals. That's really up to the to Eris Discordia and the gang when they get to that point. But yeah, currently there will be future support for you to, you know, put your medals on your uniforms and walk around station.
Grayscale, perhaps in terms of certificates, will we be able to, you know, I don't know, carry around a portfolio with our printed off certificates to slap down on recruitment desks?
I'm afraid my answer is going to be rather less detailed. Isn't something that's been considered to the point where we can talk about it, basically. The idea is, you know, it's obviously there, but there's really not much more I can say usefully at this point. Sorry.
Okay, but I mean, one of the big things, of course, that people are thinking about in terms of certificates is that they're going to be very useful for recruitment. Was that a consideration when we were designing them?
Yeah, this is something that this keeps coming back up, but was on our original kind of like design overview thing. You may be gathering from this that when we do our initial, and you're probably picking up from Chronotis as well, that when we do our initial kind of spec outs for these kind of for designs like this, we do get a huge list of like, here is cool things we can do, and then you pick out the bits that we need first. We're working on like an iterative process, so we, you know, get the first kind of core implementation out, and then we always like look to improve on it later. So the first release is like is the core set of features. One of the things we've got flagged up if and when we do another sprint or agile development thing, like a kind of another pass basically over the certificates, in one of the things at the top of our list is integrating it into the recruitment system in a fairly seamless way, so you can kind of leverage, you know, make use of the certificates and see maybe what the applicant's got, or you can set up some conditions that the applicant has to or optionally can meet that you can see without necessarily seeing all of the certificates. So either way, there's not necessarily a need for the certificates to be set as publicly viewable in order for them to be useful in the court recruitment process. So yeah, if and when we probably when we do like another pass over this stuff, that's fairly near the top of the list for things we want to do at the moment, so that may well get in.
So, I mean, visibility is, of course, of certificates could be seen in some respects as being a very tactical tool. By looking at someone's character sheet, you can make a fairly good estimation of their capabilities based on the certificates they're displaying. Is there perhaps a feasible option to limit visibility, not just to public or private, but even to introduce a few more layers of visibility there? So, for instance, players should only be able to set certain visibilities to their corporation or their alliance, so that the people they're flying with can know, have a good idea of what they're capable of, but their enemies, for instance, can't.
Yeah, it is something that that's on our big list of things to do in our backlog. It's in terms of the kind of the tactical implications currently. It's very much down to the individual player what they do and don't show, and obviously, this being Eve, people aren't always entirely truthful. It's quite possible that if you think you're being clever and, you know, getting valuable intel on an enemy character, they may be deliberately setting up what is and isn't visible to make you think that they're a lot less capable, or a lot more capable, I guess, than they actually are. So it's another layer in the great information and misinformation game, I guess, in that respect. More layers of visibility is something that we'd like to do, and may well happen in the future.
Now, another interesting question that's come up is that you mentioned earlier, currently the only corporations that can issue certificates are NPC corporations. So is there perhaps going to be a series of certificates linked to missions that you fly for specific corporations? So if I fly a lot of missions for the Galente Navy, is there potential for me to earn a particular certificate from them?
It's unlikely that we'll do something like that, I think. Because of their kind of very focused nature as a skill oriented thing, there isn't really a lot of scope for it will be a big reworking, certainly, and a big expansion of the feature scope to have it cover stuff like achievements and so on, or, you know, sort of NPC corporation related sort of fluff, I guess, and not in a derogatory sense, but just in the sense that it's, you know, it's extra stuff around the edges. We're trying to keep the design very and the feature very focused, and make sure that when we're putting resources on improving it, we're improving the core goals rather than trying to branch it out too much and spend a lot of time reworking things to do things that it wasn't really supposed to do.
Okay. Chronotis, I've just been looking over the forum thread and seeing whether there's been any feedback and questions there so far. And one player has asked whether in the actual creation process there will be an option to remove medals entirely while they're still being created, because apparently right now there is no such option.
That's right, there is no option, and we do hope to put it in. We're just hoping you'll, through the stages of the medal creation, you'll actually check what you've created. But obviously, you know, mistakes do happen. And so, yeah, eventually we do want to add the functionality for you to remove a medal if you did absolutely screw up. But, I mean, it's very hard to screw up in anything other than text. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, yeah. Eventually we want you to be able to remove a medal if you really want to, but if we do allow that option, it won't, you know, if you've awarded the medal out, you know, that probably won't be an option because it's already gone out to players, to other people. So yeah, we've got some considerations there to really work over and to think about.
Okay, and one other question about medals. Would it be possible if, I mean, if I really don't want a medal, I'm not interested in fame and fortune, can I reject a medal?
Can't reject a medal before you receive it. What happens is if you receive it and it's set to private, so no one else can see it but yourself, and then you can actually just trash it if you don't want it. And you get an email notification when you receive one, and you'll be able to go to your character sheet and you go, oh God, I don't want this medal. It's just someone abusing me with a stupid medal from my corp. You can just hit trash and it's gone. That's really how we can hopefully filter out the really the bad medals.
Okay. Now, I mean, we're almost 40 minutes into the chat. We've answered quite a few questions, and I'm just wondering, is there anything that you guys want to add that maybe has come up while you've been talking about this, that maybe you want to highlight a certain aspect of these upcoming features? Grayscale?
Read the dev blog. there was there's a lot of words in the dev blog. There's even a picture in there, which is another 1,000 words, which takes it well over, I guess, an acceptable limit. But oh well, the picture keeps it short. What else? It's like I've said. It seemed like a really nice feature when it was first presented to me. We found a way to implement it in a pretty lightweight way. It hasn't taken a lot of resources. It's been very focused on achieving the core goals, and I'm really happy the way it's worked out. I'd encourage everyone, if they get a chance, to at least go on Singularity when it hits TQ, just go and fiddle with the interface a bit, because that's been a bit of a labor of love. It's it wasn't that difficult to do, but it's been a lot of care and attention being spent on that, so we're quite happy with how it turned out. It looks very pretty in my opinion. And yeah, by all means, go and fiddle with it and give us feedback. If there's something with one or more of the certificates you think should be changed, then let us know. I'm compiling a big list of changes I'm gonna make soon. And if you've got any other suggestions or ideas or things we could do with it that you want to throw in there, go for that too. There's other things with no, things like suggestions we've had knocking around that haven't been brought up. For instance, that we've considered, one of the someone else in the company actually said, why can't I have this in my fleet so I can see who's qualified for like leadership or whatever? And that's absolutely something we think is a really neat idea. I don't know if or when it will actually appear in the game, because like all these things, it depends on our production schedules and so on. But it's like stuff like that was like quite an off the wall idea originally, and we didn't think of that. That's really smart. So if we have more of those moments from in the company or from the players, then we'll definitely add them to our backlog and see what we can do about it.
Okay, Chronotis, anything from your side that you want to add on the subject of medals?
The same, just please go on to CC, give them a try, see what you think, give me some feedback. Just to start with, the implementation's fairly neat and straightforward. It's a fairly light thing, and hopefully you'll get the idea of them pretty fast. In the future, we've got some nice plans for someone was actually Anna Mirage was asking about stuff like veteran awards. That's all possible. Our art department can roll out even more like graphics for medals in the future or stuff like that, and any form of like exceptional special recognition of medals, that's all possible. For whatever reason we'd like to award medals to someone for, that's all entirely possible. And there's a lot we can do in the future with them, if people really want us to work in that area. That's about it.
Okay, so the future is wide open, and if there's any more suggestions and feedback on either medals or certificates, please do go and post your ideas in either the feedback threads for this dev blog or in game design or features and ideas, where Grayscale and Chronotis and the rest of the online game design crew regularly go to read up on what's coming from the players. I guess the last thing to do is to thank both Chronotis and Grayscale for taking the time on this increasingly chilly evening to come and talk to us. And yeah, From us here at CCP to all you players out there, fly safe, and we'll see you or speak to you again very, very soon. Good night.
Good night.
See you later.
Goodbye.